We're up to page Kuf Lamed Chet in the Sefer Amidot. And the Magid Midovna had been explaining that even when it comes to mitzvot, if a person takes them out of line, if a person doesn't do them within the framework that the halacha wants them performed, so then a person can do a mitzvah and do the mitzvah in a way that it's really an aveira. You have to know how to do a mitzvah. Even a mitzvah, just like eating too much healthy food can kill a person, so to doing a mitzvah in a way that's extreme, in a way that's out of the parameters of the halacha, can also kill a person. So he says, when we discuss the Yetzer Hara, often people think the Yetzer Hara is about sin. He says, you have to know that the Yetzer Hara involves mitzvos too. There's a way of doing a mitzvah that's an aveira also. Lachen achi, hizahir ba'atzmecha liot pekuach einayim. So brother, be careful, says the Magid Midubna. To open your eyes, basotcha mitzvah ma'amitzvot, when you're doing a mitzvah. Ve'lo tomar ki nachon libcha batuach. And don't say, I'm okay. What am I doing? I'm doing a mitzvah. Of course it's okay. Ki migdol oz ma'uzcha u'miskabcha. Because look at how powerful. I'm protected. I'm doing a mitzvah. Nothing bad can happen. Ve'itzcha ra kvar yishlachta achei gevecha. And you say to yourself, ah, the Yetzer Hara, I threw him out the window already. He's behind me. I'm doing a mitzvah. And a person can think, I'm protected, I fenced myself in. You have to know that in the mitzvos too, the Yetzer Hara has capacity to stumble a person, to cause him to fall. The Yetzer Hara never takes vacation. So if you're busy doing a mitzvah, he tries to find a way to get you to do the mitzvah out of its parameters, so that through the mitzvah you end up messing up. Person has to know that mitzvos require a certain balance as well in order to be done correctly. Our sages taught us, we saw this quoted earlier in the, where did we see it? In the Sefer Masiyot. That if a person wants to defile himself, the Talmud tells us in Yuma, they leave the doors open. You want to go that way, you could. The Talmud could have said, if you want to become defiled, they let you. The Talmud didn't say that. The Talmud says, they open the door for you. Open the door means something was closed. What does it mean, open the door? So if you want to understand that he says it works as follows. If you have a big building, and on that building you have many floors, and you have many rooms, and one room leads to the next room, and every room has its own door that leads outside. אז גם נכנס בו חדר לפנים מן החדר, אם יובל לצאת מן החדר הפנימי לחוץ, פותחים לו גם שם לצאת החוצה. So even if you've entered, and you've entered so many levels, imagine you walk along a hallway, right? So along that hallway you have 15 rooms, and one room leads into the next room. But each room has a door on that you could just walk outside of that door, right? You could just walk to the outside. Imagine along this hallway, if we had doors on the left side. So even though, let's say, you had to, in order to enter the rooms, you went one room into the next room, but if all the rooms are on an exterior wall, so then each room can have a door that lets you out, that lets you completely outside. You could enter from one room to the next, but you could also just go outside through that door. And that's how it works in this as well. Because a person can sometimes be busy with a mitzvah. We know the mitzvahs come from a world that's all pure. So the mitzvah should separate a person from defilement. A person says, but I've entered so many doors to enter this mitzvah. I've done mitzvah after mitzvah, and sometimes the mitzvah involves so much effort. Aren't I guaranteed that I'm protected from the Yetzer Hara? The answer is no, there's always a door out. Potrinlo, the door is always open. Even within the greatest mitzvah, there's room to do things wrong. They have a saying, they say, you're learning Torah, you want to do it just loud enough that everyone hears you learning. Even to the point where a person's dying, the sages said that if you die as you say a word of Torah, that's a good omen. It's a good sign about a person. So a person tries to get the last breath to be in a way that people are going to say, look at him, he died even as he was talking Torah. So even till our last breath, we can do something that's positive, or we can have thoughts that are about what are people going to say about me ultimately. So in every mitzvah, there's room to take it out of the parameters. There's always that door out. That's why it's called potchinlo. So even though you're dealing with something that's completely pure, umavdel toto min hatuma, and theoretically should separate you from tuma, hine petach patuch lefanav lachutz, la'anicho al ofen sheyuchal lachtov lavo lidei tuma. There's always the capacity, in every mitzvah in the world, there's the capacity to do it in a way that will be defiled. V'zeu ma'amar potchin lo. That's why the Talmud says they open the door. Ki potchin lo ofen ha'sheba yifal pu'ulato al derech ra. Because there's always the capacity to do every action in a way that's less than positive. And that's when we take the mitzvah out of balance. When we take the mitzvah in directions that are not the direction of the mitzvah, then even the greatest mitzvah has capacity for the Yetzer Hara to get involved.